audio.org.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today I'm going to be reading information on the subject of man's divinity. And in fact, I'm going to start with an article of the same name by Benjamin Creme's master. Deep in the consciousness of all men is the awareness of the divine. With some, it is nearer the surface of the mind. In others, it lies relatively unknown and undiscovered until some major event or stimulus awakens it from sleep. Thus, some affirm readily the existence of the divine, while many reject, often heatedly, the reality of all that cannot be known, measured, and understood by their five senses. Today, many are sensing more and more the presence of Maitreya, whose energies penetrate all the planes of consciousness. They may not know the name or even of his existence, but responding to his energy, are aware of a new and spiritual climate in the world. They find it difficult to explain, but know with growing certainty that they live in the aura of the divine and that all will be well. They know too that they are not alone, that their prayers are being answered, and that something wonderful and sacred is happening on planet Earth. They sense that the stressful and dangerous conditions of today are nearing their end, that beyond the fear and failures of our time, is a new and better world to be fashioned, and that it will be so fashioned. Meanwhile, Maitreya prepares to engage with all that hinders man's progress and well-being, with all that prevents the expression of his divinity, and also with man's own fear and frailty. He will show that man has come from the highest source, and is equipped with all the potential of God's, that, freed from the fear that holds him in thrall, man can build a civilization worthy of his divinity and creative genius. He will show that fear and lack of trust alone condemn men to the present dangerous conditions which threaten their existence, that the simple act of sharing will bring justice and peace to their troubled world, that men must recognize themselves as one group, sons of the one Father. Thus will he speak. Thus will he call on men to change. How will men respond? How will they find Maitreya's analysis of their position and problems? Maitreya is not alone in urging change and reform in the world. Many wise men and women are responding to his thoughts and energy and propound widely his ideas. Slowly but surely, these ideas are taking root and educating large masses of hitherto uninterested and uncommitted people. Thus is Maitreya's way being prepared. Even so, How can Maitreya touch the hearts of the millions needed to change direction? The answer lies in the potency of his energies. Never before has a teacher of such power stood before the world. With each word uttered, his beneficent force flows from heart to heart. Useless and unnecessary is argument and debate. His truth calls forth the truth in the heart of the listener, and in the crucible of their shared divinity is recognized as truth itself. And that was published in Share International magazine in September 2007. Next is an excerpt from the book by Benjamin Krem titled Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. And it's just a short paragraph, well, one paragraph anyway. We are about to enter an era in which the innate spiritual nature of humanity will begin to express itself in a mass form. Countless millions throughout the world will awaken to the true purpose of their lives. A deeper, more soundly based attitude to life will develop, and people will recognize themselves as souls, souls in incarnation. They will come to understand the purpose of their incarnation, and more, they will take a conscious part in their own evolution, creating modes of freedom and justice which this world has never before seen. Freedom and justice, and therefore peace, will allow the divine, spiritual aspect of humanity to come to the fore and be given expression, not only as a religious experience, but in every department of life. In politics, economics, and education, in art and science, the inner awareness of our spiritual nature will increasingly be demonstrated. This will allow the discovery of a science and the control over the forces of nature, which will give humanity unlimited power over its environment. And now, excerpts from the book The Ageless Wisdom Teachings. This, by the way, is downloadable for free from the Share International website. And these excerpts are taken from an interview with Benjamin Krem by Roland Olsen. And his first question: every day, it seems people are talking about how things are out of control. Corruption ruining countries, economies in collapse, people losing their jobs, some becoming homeless, the family unit breaking down. A lot of people see no purpose in life anymore. Others keep hoping for a turnaround. Do you see any hope for the future? And Mr. Krem's reply: very much so. I think that before humanity lies a civilization more brilliant than anything this world has ever seen. But how, given the problems we have today? I think these problems are really temporary. They are the result of the fact that tremendous new cosmic energies are influencing our world and creating the present temporary turmoil and chaos. Our innate divinity, potential in every human being, is sufficient, I believe, to show us a way out of these problems and to create the conditions which will ensure not only the continuance of humanity, but the creation of a civilization which will fulfill our every aspiration. You say innate divinity. Who are we really? We are really gods in incarnation. We need to recognize our threefold constitution. We are a spark of God. Every religion has postulated this and has kept the idea of our divinity before humanity for thousands of years. But it can be seen more scientifically and still correctly. Speaking as an esotericist, I would say that the divine spark is so refined in vibration that it cannot manifest directly on the physical plane. It reflects itself, therefore, as the individualized human soul. The soul, in its turn, reflects itself in the human personality, with its physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Through the physical plane personality, the soul enacts its reincarnational process, until finally the individual on the physical plane, the man or woman, reflects perfectly the quality of the soul, which is the divine quality of the spark of God. What's getting in the way of expressing this divinity right now? The main thing is that at the coarse physical plane level, there is a resistance, a limitation of expression of our divinity. Hence, the expression of selfishness by most of humanity. We then create conditions, political, economic, and social, which further prevent our divinity from expressing itself. When the changes which are now underway go further and reflect the essential spiritual nature of humanity, we will create conditions, political, economic, religious, social, and scientific, which will allow the innate divinity of all people to manifest. If we're divine innately, then what is our purpose? What goal are we shooting for as a race? As a race, our purpose is to spiritualize matter. We are spirit in matter in incarnation at this relatively low level, although from the mineral, the vegetable, or the animal point of view, it is a relatively high level. From the point of view of spirit, the human being with a physical and emotional and a mental body is not a very clear expression of divinity. The evolutionary process, therefore, is that by which we spiritualize the matter of our own bodies, and thus matter itself. That is why we are here, to spiritualize matter, to inform the matter of our physical, emotional, and mental bodies with the qualities of the soul, which is perfect, perfect spirit reflected from the spark of God. The last in this series of questions. People routinely talk about their physical body, about their emotions, their thoughts. You are saying there is an actual body which is the emotions, a body which is the mind, in addition to the dense physical body. Yes, indeed, these are vehicles for the spirit aspect, working through the soul to express itself at this level. Gradually, through the process of incarnation and reincarnation, we do indeed create a body through which the spirit aspect can, to a very full degree, manifest. When that happens, we become perfected masters. And now, excerpts from another book. This one is The Great Approach, of course, also by Benjamin Cram. The spiritual hierarchy is the kingdom of souls, or the spiritual kingdom, in Christian terms, the kingdom of God. These men are not gods, but they are God-like men. Everyone has the total potential of divinity within them. The masters are not different from us. The only difference between the masters and ourselves, between the Christ, the Buddha, or Krishna and ourselves, is that they have demonstrated the divinity at a level which astounds and inspires, while we are way down the ladder of evolution, awaiting the time when we can do the same thing. It does not happen by waiting, only by actually doing it. All of us, whether we know it or not, are engaged on a path of evolution which eventually will make everyone a master. It is inevitable. It is part of our destiny as human beings. The next destined step for humanity is the creation of right human relationships. That means the demonstration of our ability to live in peace. If we cannot live in peace, we cannot live at all, because a water day on a major scale would destroy all life. So the first step into right human relations is the creation of conditions of peace. Maitreya says this is simple, but there is only one way in which we can produce peace. That is to create justice in the world. Without justice, there will never be peace. And without peace, there will be no world. How then do we get justice? We share the resources. There are more than enough resources for all the people in the world. When we share, Maitreya says, we take the first step into our divinity. Sharing, he says, is divine. Freedom is divine. Justice is divine. These are all divine aspects. And to quote Maitreya, to manifest his divinity, man must embrace these three. And that quote is from message number 81. And since it's relevant to the theme of man's divinity, I will now read it. My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more and to magnetize your aspiration in this way. My coming evokes in man a desire for change, a desire for betterment, however expressed. My energies engender in man divine discontent. All that is useless in our structures must go. There are many such which are unworthy of man today. Man is an emerging God and thus requires the formation of modes of living which will allow this God to flourish. How can you be content with the modes within which you now live when millions starve and die in squalor, when the rich parade their wealth before the poor, when each man is his neighbor's enemy, when no man trusts his brother? For how long must you live thus, my friends? For how long can you support this degradation? My plan and my duty is to reveal to you a new way, a way forward which will permit the divine in man to shine forth. Thus do I speak gravely, my friends and brothers. Hearken well to my words. Man must change or die. There is no other course. When you see this, you will gladly take up my cause and show that for man exists a future bathed in light. My teaching is simple. Justice, sharing, and love are divine aspects. To manifest his divinity, man must embrace these three. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation bring you to the realization of your part in the great plan. I'd like to finish with just a short excerpt from another article by Benjamin Krems Master. This one's titled The Blueprint of the Future. When men see Maitreya in full and open view, they will find much to admire. His grace and joy, his modest wisdom and all-inclusive love, his readiness to share all that he has and is with men of every station. His humility will astound. His knowledge, vast and deep beyond measuring, will reveal to men the paucity of their own. Thus will they turn to him for guidance and, sure of his concern, become again the students and earnest seekers they once were. Thus will it be, and thus will the great Lord present to men the blueprint of the future. That future holds for men such wonders that few today could comprehend them. Imagine then a future where no man lacks for aught, where the talents and creativity of all men demonstrate their divine origin, where war has no place in their thoughts and where goodwill casts its benevolent net over the hearts and minds of all. Such a future awaits those brave ones who love freedom. Such a glorious future awaits those who long to understand the meaning and purpose of life. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org, where you'll find a whole list of books. And you can actually buy books at cost price from us, by the way. So email us at sharenz@yahoo.com if you'd be interested in that idea. Wishing you all a lovely week.